Yeah, so with Robert, it's a shoulder injury. It's probably going to be a couple weeks on Robert, so that's unfortunate, but requires some guys to step up, you know, and fill in for the void left by Robert, and you know, he's done a lot of great things, so that's a opportunity for some other guys to step up, and I know he'll take care of himself, and hopefully we'll get him back sooner than later, but that's what it is right now, and we'll continue to gather more information. With Kayvon, he's in concussion protocol. You know, it seemed like today he was in good shape, you know, so taking steps in the right direction. And then with Nikhil, we talked about his thigh injury, and he'll be, you know, we'll monitor him as the week progresses. But those were the guys with the game yesterday.
Is there anyone that would be specifically moving into Wood's role?
You know, that's something that we'll discuss, Gary. I think you could see it kind of by a committee with the depth that we do have, whether it be with, you know, finding ways to get Tavon more involved, which I mentioned yesterday, which I've got to, you know, do a better job with that. And then and Josh and Mike and Pharaoh. So I think it'll really require kind of a by committee approach and try to get some of those guys more involved.
Sean, what happened? When did Robert Woods injure himself?
It was on the catch that he made on the in-breaking route towards the end of the game on the, you know, on their sideline. It was when Harrison Smith tackled him to the ground and his weight came down on him, and that's where he kind of got that shoulder.
And I'm sure you don't have an exact timetable, but are you pretty confident this could only be maybe in the 2 to 3 week range and not maybe like threaten his season or something?
Yeah,
like that?
You know, there was a chance, but I think we got good positive news back on that, Alden, and the optimistic approach is hopefully a couple weeks, but there was a chance that if it was something other than what it ended up being, you know, that it was going to maybe require surgery, but it's nothing like that. So those are positive things, and there's a guy that, you know, he'll do all the right things in the meantime to try to get him back on the field sooner than later.
And I know you mentioned maybe trying to get Tavon Austin more involved. Will this change his role in terms of maybe making him more of a traditional receiver again, you think?
I think it'll be a combination of both. You know, I think it's just continuing to find ways to get him on the field. I think especially when you look at just the depth that we have, you know, Lance has done a good job in the limited opportunities he's had these last couple weeks, but without Malcolm being involved, bottom line is, you know, Tavon's too dynamic of a playmaker for our offense to not try to get him involved a little bit more than yesterday. And, you know, you could sit here and make excuses that we didn't have enough snaps and things like that, but it's on me, and I've got to do a better job of getting a feel for the flow of the game and finding a way to get him involved, especially when that was part of our plan, and we kind of went away from that.
With Robert out, what do you, from your perspective, what are you losing with him not being able to be on the field?
Well, you know, clearly from a production standpoint, the last couple weeks you're losing a significant player, but I think what he represents week in and week out, just by the way that he goes about his business as well, Gary, and, you know, he contributes. He's played like a complete receiver, where underneath, intermediate, down the field. So that's a significant loss for us. But there are guys that we do have confidence to step up and fill that void. I think, like we mentioned, it'll be kind of a group approach where it just offers an opportunity with the depth we have to get guys a little bit more involved, hopefully keep them fresher throughout the course of the game. But certainly it is a big loss for us for what he brings, both just week in and week out, and then obviously what we see on Sundays with the way that he's produced for our offense.
I know it's Monday, of course, but I'm concerned about that depth at corner. I don't know what Troy Hill's status is too, but how do you see that going into the week?
Yeah, Troy's going to be back this week. You know, we're in good shape with Troy, so that definitely is a concern. Especially, you know, you look at top offense that we're getting ready to play this week, and the thing that's so impressive is they've consistently over the last handful of years thrown the ball as well as anybody, and now they're able to run it as well. So they're an extremely balanced offense. Coach Payton's done a great job. Obviously, we know Drew is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you look at the playmakers that they spread it around to, and then also the 1-2 punch with Kamara and Ingram is special, and it's why they're, you know, playing as well as they are offensively.
Sean, up to this point, you guys had been able to avoid significant injuries to starters. Is this something that you kind of anticipated would happen at some point, or were you kind of hoping you'd get all the way through the season without?
Yeah, you know, certainly you hope to avoid those, but I think it is a credit to a lot of the things that we've discussed before, the players taking care of themselves and then kind of having a plan in place, and you've got to be ready to do that. And when guys get injured, you know, that calls for the next man up, and that's kind of what you see around the league. You know, we have been fortunate in that manner that we haven't had a lot of guys miss games that have been in those starting roles, but it looks like that's going to end up, you know, occurring as this, you know, we've got 6 games left for sure, but going into a very challenging game, coming off a tough road loss, it's going to present a great challenge. But that's what you love about the NFL. There's new challenges week in and week out, and I think it gives guys an opportunity to step up, and it's a great challenge for us as a coaching staff to try to put our guys in good spots against an excellent football team.
I'm switching subjects. You have the same topic?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Sean Payton's been considered one of the better offensive play designers for a while. I'm wondering, is he somebody that you kind of look up to, somebody that you followed throughout his career?
Absolutely. You know, I think you look at just the production since he's been the head coach in New Orleans. They're one of the top offenses year in and year out, and you can see there's a clear-cut philosophy. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for him as a play caller, just watching the rhythm and the flow of a game. And he's one of those guys that seems like he's got a great feel. You look at the rapport between a play caller and a quarterback, and I think, you know, he and Drew are, you know, one of the examples of what it looks like when it's right. So certainly have a lot of respect for him. I know there's, you know, philosophically, just because he has some history with Coach Gruden as well, there's some similar things that we try to implement, but they've done it as well as anybody in this league for a long time. And you hear us talk about the consistency, and they've consistently produced year in and year out, and that's the truest measurement of performance.
Anything specific you could talk about with his offense that makes it so unique, makes it so difficult to stop?
Yeah, I think they do such a great job of making people defend the width and depth of the field in the pass game. I think it's a very well-versed offense where, whether it's quick screens, play actions, movements, you know, they do it all, and they do it all very well. And I think you see there's a variety of playmakers. Usually when you look at a New Orleans Saints offense, you've got functional playmakers at the running back and the tight end spots. You know, they've always got kind of those receivers where you got a guy that can stretch the field vertically, some of the intermediate threats, and then you look at some of the guys that, you know, have a good feel for working the slot. But, you know, there's a very clear-cut philosophy on how they want to operate, and then you look at getting two backs going and being able to do some different things that they're doing up front in the run game. They're a nightmare to prepare for, and it's why they're one of the best in the league, and it shows very quickly.
And Sean? Last one on Sean. I'm wondering, what kind of interaction have you had with him in the past, and was there any advice that he gave you when you were taking on this job?
Yeah, you know, the extent of the interaction, other than just meeting him real quick here and there, was we spent a little bit of time together at the owners' meetings with a group of people. And, you know, I think the one thing that I came away impressed with, really, with the whole coaching thing as a whole, is everybody was so willing to share, very helpful, offer advice, how you handle team meetings, different things like that. And it was casual conversation, just hanging out with the guys. But he's a guy that I have a lot of respect for. He and Coach Cromer are very close friends, and you know, I've always enjoyed kind of picking his brain about just the way they've operated since they did it so well and won a world championship in New Orleans together. So there's a lot of things that, you know, you're a fan of the coaching profession, and Coach Payton's done it very well for so long. So, you know, I respect and definitely, you know, you try to take a couple things from what he's done so well for so long.
Sean, how concerned are you about your rushing defense, especially going against a team that's running the ball so well with Mark Ingram and...
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that we've got to be aware of. And when you really look at it, like we've talked about before, one game doesn't dictate and determine kind of the entire, you know, what we feel like we are. We didn't play up to our standards really, offensive, defensively, and those are things that we can look at critically, we can correct. And I think when you look at Minnesota, they did some nice things, but we feel like they're correctable mistakes, whether it be, you know, just keeping our gap integrity, misfitting some different things and some of their gap schemes, or where, you know, you kind of get a little bit of heavier personnel group in there, one guy gets out gapped, and then you go for, you know, an 8-yard touchdown kind of untouched versus a goal line type structure. But, you know, Minnesota did a lot of good things yesterday. To say you're concerned, I think there's just always a level of urgency that knowing you're going against a very good rushing team this week, we got to make sure that we're on the screws with just our preparation and our approach, and the players have to be aware of it, and then we want to see that practice preparation translate to the game reality, and that's going to be a great challenge for us.
You had Ethan Westbrook's played a lot more snaps on Sunday. Tanzel Smart, not as much. Where are you guys at right now with maybe that third down lineman with Aaron Donald and Michael Brockers?
Yeah, I think we're just looking at continuing to try to get those guys. You know, we played a little bit more of those base personnel groupings, and we matched up against some of their 11 and some of those personnel groupings where you see Ethan and, you know, Tanzel provided some, you know, relief as far as just being able to get in there and play some additional snaps. But I think it's just kind of the way that a game goes. You know, Billy does a good job of rotating those guys. Ideally, you want to keep them fresh. But to their credit, when you're able to sustain some drives, stay on the field on third downs, we're playing more snaps. You know, anytime you play 80 snaps defensively, you know, you don't want to play that many. When we've been playing really well, typically it's in between more of the 50 to 60 range. And offense has a contribution to that as well. You know, when we're not efficient on third downs, now we're putting the defense back out on the field. field. So you can see why football is the ultimate team game. And we didn't give ourselves enough opportunities offensively. Defensively, we've got to raise our standards and do a little bit better job getting people off the grass. And that's going to be a big point of emphasis for us moving forward.